The bank robbery. Jo and her friend Sue live in the same street. They see each other often. Sue doesn't like to answer phone calls because she cannot hear well, so she usually sends emails to Jo. One day, Sue heard a very loud noise in the street. Bang! Then another and another. She rushed to the window, but she saw nothing. She wrote an email to Jo. Hi, Jo. I heard some loud noises in the street, but I didn't see anything wrong. Did you? Sue. Jo heard the alarm bell on her computer. It rings every time she receives a new email. She reads it quickly and clicks the reply button. Hi, Sue. I heard the noises too. From my window here, I can see the bank. I think the noises came from the bank. Maybe it's a robbery. Jo. Hi, Sue. I've just looked out of my bedroom window. Two people have run out of the bank. It must be a robbery. Oh, no. Another man just ran out. He has a gun. I'm going to call the police. Jo. Hi, Jo. I'm scared. My dad's gone to get a newspaper. He said he would go to the bank after that. He hasn't returned home yet. I want to go and look for him. Sue. Hi, Sue. Maybe he's on his way back now. Maybe he met a friend in the street and they're talking. Don't go into the street. Oh, I can see two more men with guns and the police. They're hiding behind a car. What's your dad wearing? Jo. Jo, green top and brown trousers. Sue. Jo looked at the bank again. Inside, there was a man with a blue striped shirt and another with a white jacket. Then, someone in a green top. Oh, oh, she said, and sat down. Should I tell Sue? Suddenly, two men ran out of the bank, shooting their guns. The police fired their guns too. One of the robbers fell to the ground. Jo saw a third robber inside the bank. He shot his gun at the ceiling. Then he pointed his gun at the man in the green top. Bang! Jo wiped her wet cheeks. Then, she picked up the telephone and called Sue. Sue grabbed the phone. Jo, is that you? I'm scared. I hear some footsteps. There's someone coming to my flat. Sue put down the telephone and went to take a peek through the keyhole. Someone was standing very close to the door. It was dark in the corridor, but Sue could see that the person was wearing green. Oh, Daddy! Sue cried as she opened the door. Thank goodness you're back! Jo went back to the window. she saw a young man standing in front of the bank. He had a megaphone in one hand. He's not a policeman, and he's not a robber, she thought. What's he doing? Why isn't he scared? The man slowly moved the megaphone to his lips. Cut, he said. That's good. Thanks, everyone. We'll film again after lunch.